Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. We're in the middle of discussing the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah that in order to shecht the Karban Tamid, the Kohen Gadol would begin the Shechita. As the Gemara explains, he shechted Roiv Shnayim, the Roiv of the two Simonim of the Behemah, because that's what you need for a kosher Shechita. And then Umerik Acher Shechita Al Yodei. Somebody else would come and finish off the Shechita for him. This was done because the Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avodah, so he needed to do the Avodah HaShechita, and he also had to do the Avodah HaKabbalah. And since he can't do the Kabbalah Sadam if he finishes off the Shechita, so we had somebody else finish the Shechita. There's an interesting Magen Avram who uses this Gemara in Hilchas Chanukah to prove a certain din. Over there, in Siman Tov Reish, Ayin Aleph, Siv Zayin, the Ramah says that when they were lighting Neiros Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses, suppose they wanted to finish davening quickly so that they could go home and light, or for other reasons, and the Shlech Tzibur made a bracha and began lighting the Neiros. The Shamish is allowed to finish off lighting the rest of the Neiros in order to allow things to go quicker, and the Shlech Tzibur could begin immediately davening Ma'ariv. So the Levush over there in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph says that this is only true legabe lighting in the Beis HaKnesses, but lighting in a person's house, since every one of the Neiros is part of the mitzvah, the person should make sure to light all of the Neiros Chanukah in his house and not give it to somebody else to finish off. Says the Magen Avram, however, over there in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, that even in a person's house, the Marshal held that a person is allowed to do just like the Ramah says in the Beis HaKnesses, unlike the Shita of the Levush. His reason, says the Magen Avram, is based on our Gemara. Because even though the Kohen Gadol had to do all of the Avoidas, as long as he starts off the part that makes it a Kashra Avoida, like Kerotza, he shechts Roiv Shnaim of the Simonim, it's okay to give it over to somebody else to finish off. However, the Prima Gadim, Machza Shekel, bring down the El Yerabah, who says that there's no Raya from our Gemara, because in our Gemara there was no other choice. We needed the Avoida to be done Alpi, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had to do both the Shechita and the Kabbalah. The only way to allow him to do both is if somebody would finish off the Shechita for him. So it's a bit yevid, but it's something that's necessary in order to facilitate the Kohen Gadol's doing everything. Masha'in Kain, in a case of Adlokas Neiros, there's no problem to allow the Baal HaBayis to finish off lighting all of the Neiros himself. You shouldn't be soimach on the bidiyevid that we find in our sugya. Rish Lakish says a memra that since it says that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to give it over to somebody else to finish off the Shechita, I might think that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do that, if you do not do Miruk, if somebody else doesn't finish off the Shechita, then it's Pasul, as the Gemara explains, I would think that it's Pasul Midrabanan. So therefore, the Mishnah in Chulin says an extra time that Roiv Echad, Be'oiv Roiv Shnayim Be'behema, to explain that in Kodshim as well, not just in Chulin, but in Kodshim also, if you shecht Roiv Shnayim Be'behema, then it's kosher. To teach me that in the event that somebody else did not come along and finish off the Shechita, then it would be kosher. So the Gemara asks on this, if that's true, there's not even a Psul Drabonin, Lam Li Lamarik, why do you have to finish it off Bechlau? And the Gemara answers, mitzvah lamarik, it may not be ma'akev, there's no psul midrabanan, but it's still a mitzvah. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil, lamali lamarik, asks Tema, v'alei afilu b'chulin muchach b'perek ha-shoichet sh'yesh l'shchot l'chatchila, kol ha-simonim. Even by Behemah shel Chulin, it's mavur in the Gemara over there that you're supposed to l'chatchila shecht the entire two simonim and not just the roiv of the two simonim. The reason for this, says the Gemara over there, Dilma loy asila mebed ruva. Maybe he won't end up shechting roiv. So therefore we tell you, l'chatchila shecht the whole two simonim. So we ensure that you'll shecht at least roiv. So what's the Gemara's cash over here? Lama li lamarik. Of course it's supposed to be lamarik to ensure that you shecht roiv. Now, Tosfos' kasha is very difficult to understand. Because I understand when you tel me to shecht a behemah shel chulin, make sure you shecht the entire two simonim, because that way we know that you for sure shecht at least roiv. And then the shechita will be ksheira. But on Yom Kippur, if indeed we have a chash that perhaps the Kohen Gadol will not shecht roiv, if what we tell somebody else to do is finish off the shechita to ensure that roiv will be nishchat, that's not going to help us. Because if there is a chash that the Kohen Gadol didn't shecht roiv, then the shechita is psula with the other person finishing off that roiv. Because the Kohen Gadol has to shecht at least roiv. So how does it help me to tell somebody else to finish off the shechita
that's not going to ensure that the Kohen Gadol shechts roiv of the simonim. Now, even if you'll answer based on what Tosfos says on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that the shechita doesn't really have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and the fact that the Kohen Gadol, if he doesn't shecht the carbon tamid, it's only a psul midrabanan. So one can theoretically answer that we still want to tell you to finish off the shechita through another person. Because although on a drabanan level, the carbon will still be psul, but at least we have been machshir the carbon on a dairaisa level. However, that wouldn't answer the question fully, because it may be true that legabi the problem of the Kohen Gadol shechting the carbon, we've taken care of the problem on a daraisa level, because the Kohen Gadol really doesn't have to be the one to shecht it. But as Tosfos points out over there, that the Gemara in Chulin says in Daf Chav Tes that karbonis have to be geshechten by one person, and that's a psul daraisa. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. So it doesn't help me if we have a chash that the roiv will not be nishchet al yedei the Kohen Gadol, then telling somebody else to finish it off in order to ensure that roiv will be nishchat doesn't help the problem. So we're still left wondering, what does Tosfos mean to ask? How could Tosfos say that there's a din in even in chulin that you have to shecht the whole carbon in order to ensure that roiv of the carbon al kapanim is gishachten? They could not have made a gzeira by the tamid on Yom Kippur. So I think what you have to answer is that Tosfos nevertheless feels that since it was already instituted that even by chulin you have to shecht it entirely, and the reason why you have to shecht it entirely, of course, is, like the Gemara says over there, to ensure that roiv is nishchat. But now it became a din, and that din takes on a life of its own. There's a loy plug. You have to shecht the entire two simonim. So we never would find a din that is mechuyiv, and you have to do it by chulin, and that kachim we say you're not mechuyiv to do that din. There's a din that says you have to shecht the two simonim. So that seems to be Tosfos's question. Tosfos answers, V'yesh loymer, hani mili b'chad gavra, the halacha that you're mechuyiv to shecht the full two simonim is only when one person is shechting. Avol betrei gavri, the kvar shechet kohen gadol v'nistalek, but when you have two people involved, because the kohen gadol shechted it already, and then he left, i'asi achrina, umemarek nirik ishehiyah. Meaning that enechanami, there is a din, usually lechatchila, that you should be memarik, you should finish off the shechita. Nevertheless, over here, we would be choshish, that to finish off the shechita through somebody else looks like something that's wrong with the shechita. There's a din in shechita, one of the five halacha l'mashe b'sinas in shechita is shehiyah. You're not allowed to wait in the middle of the shechita. And since you have the Kohen Gadol doing the beginning of the shechita, if we were to tell somebody else to finish off the rest of the simonim, the Gemara is assuming now, says Tosfos, that may be a problem, and we wouldn't tell him to do it. That would be a problem of Shehiyah. It looks like Shehiyah. Now, there is a kasha based on this Tosfos that's asked on the Drisha that's brought down in the Shach and Yaradeya, Simon Bey, Sivkot and Chav Zayin. Over there, the Shach quotes the halacha that's it's mashma from the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yutes, and in Rashi over there, that if a person was kosher, began the shechita, and shechted roiv of the two simonim, if later on an adam pasul would come and finish off the shechita, then the shechita still would be kosher. Now, according to the Bach's understanding of the Drisha, that statement, that if an Adam Kosher would start off the Shechita, and then an Adam Pasul would finish it, that the Shechita is Kosher, is said even if there was Shehiyah, if there was a waiting in between the Adam Kosher's Shechita Sarayv and the Adam Pasul's finishing off the Simonim. That is the assumption that's being made, and the Drisha asks a question. How can you say that that's true? Rashi's Shita in Chulin is that Shehiyah B'miyad Basra is Pasul. You cannot do Shehiyah even in the Miyad Basra, in the end of the Shechita. So the Drisha says, how could Rashi say then that when an Adam Kosher starts it and then an Adam Pasul finishes it, even if there was time in between the Adam Kosher's Shechita Saroiv and the Adam Pasul's finishing, it's still Kosher, there's a din called Shehiyah B'Miyad Basra. Answers the Drisha that the fact that Rashi says that Shehiyah is Pasul B'Miyad Basra is only said where the person, one person, is doing the beginning and the end. Then there's a problem in the Miyad Basra if that same person finished it off after having waited. However, if another person came and finished off the Shechita, there is no Psul called Shehiyah. And that is because the finishing off that the second person did is not seen as being related to the starting off that the first person did. And so there's no Shehiyah. Shehiyah B'Miyad Basra is only true if we see it as one long Maisa Shechita. That is only seen by one person and not by two people. That is the Chiddush of the Drisha according to the Havana of the Bach. Now, Shlomo Eger and the Gilui Marsha over there on the Shach asks the question from our Tosfos. How can you say, says Shlomo Eger, that Shehiyah B'mid Basra is only a problem if it's the same person who finished it? But if a different person went and finished the Simonim, then there's no problem of Shehiyah B'mid Basra. Our Tosfos says that the whole reason why the Gemara has a Havamina, that you shouldn't be Mamarik, that you shouldn't have somebody else finish off the Shechita, is because it's Nirik Shehiyah. That's Mashma, that certainly if there's a real Shehiyah going on, then it would be possible. It's even possible when there's no Shehiyah because it's Nirik Shehiyah when you use two people. So if when you use two people, there was a real Shehiyah, it sounds like then certainly there should be a psul, not like the chiddush of the drisha. Now, in the Shalos Tshuvos Beis Yaakov, Siman Lamed Beis, which is brought down by the Gilui Marsha over there, he says that the assumption of this question is not true. Meaning, Eina Chenami, Shehiyah itself is not pasul if a second person does the end of the Shechita. When Tosfos says, though, that it's pasul over here because it's Nirik Shehiyah, or we wouldn't tell a person to finish off the Shechita because it's Nirik Shehiyah, it means that the people who don't know the Halacha, it looks like a Shehiyah, even though Shehiyah b'chiyah gavna wouldn't be a problem. But when you have, the very fact that you have two people being oisik in the shechit of something, it looks to their eye like a shia. Two people working on the same thing is doime to the case of one person waiting in between one part and the second part. However, Reb Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe, Chelik Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph Simon Zion, in Anaf Hey, explains that even if we will accept the chiddush of the drisha, that Shehiyah B'mid Basra, Rashi Shita, is only true when one person works on the two chalakim. And when two people shecht, one person did roiv, and the other person finished off the shechita, generally speaking, there's no psul Shehiyah when they waited in between. That's only in a regular case. In the case over here, in our sugya, there's something special. And he explains as follows. He says, why is it that when a person himself finishes off the Maaseh Shechita, there is Shehiyah B'mid Basra according to Rashi? That is only because the person, by continuing to do the Shechita, has been megala that he's not really finished the Maaseh Shechita. So although he stopped after he shechted Roiv, the fact that he went on and continued to shecht the rest of the Simonim shows that he wasn't completely finished his Maaseh Shechita. Since his Maaseh Shechita wasn't over, there's a din Shehiyah even on the Mi'at Basra. However, if it was somebody else who continued doing a Maaseh Shechita after he finished the Shechita, he certainly had intention to finish his own Maisa. The fact that somebody else could come later after waiting and finished off the Simonim cannot affect the Maisa that the first person did. Because the first person clearly had intentions to complete his Maisa. So somebody else can't come and say that my Maisa was not over. That's all true when you didn't have an original plan to have somebody else take over after you. Masha'en came in the case of the Kohen Gadol, the original plan was that somebody else should finish off the Shechita. Because the Kohen Gadol went into the whole thing with the intention of Meirik Acher Shechita Al Yodei, somebody else should complete the Shechita for him. Since this was done with a plan, so the last Miut that was being geshachten by the Acher, by somebody else other than the Kohen Gadol, is considered a Hashlama to the Mice of the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, our Tosfos holds that there would be a Psul Shehiyah, although the Drisha told us that ordinarily with two people there is no Psul Shehiyah. Abaya lists off all of the things that were done over the course of the day. He was Mesader, Seder Amaracha, Mishma de Gemara, which is something that we say every day in Karbonis. Now, his order is Alibad Abashol. Abashol and the Rabbanan argue what was used to be mafsik between Hatavas Chomish Neiris and Hatavas Shtei Neiris. According to Abashol, the Dam HaTomid was mafsik between the two, and according to the Rabbanan, it was the Avodas HaKtoiris that was mafsik between the two. Now, the Beis Yosef is medayik from the fact that we say this every day. This is the Beis Yosef in Simon Memches, that the halacha is like Abashol, because we wouldn't be mesadrit in his order if the halacha wasn't like him. And even though, says Beis Yosef, that the Rambam in Hilchas Tmidin Musafin, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, paskins like the Rabbanan, nevertheless, he says that since the Olam found that Abaye was Mesadrit in this order, that means that it's Mashba that Abaye paskined that way, that he paskined like Abashol, and therefore we paskin like Abashol. That's the Shita of the Beis Yosef. The problem is that in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, in Simtof Reish Chof Aleph, the Beis Yosef himself brings down the Seder that we say on Yom Kippur of Atakainanta. There are two Nuschois. There's the Nusach of Atakainanta and the Nusach of Amitzkoyach. Nusach Svard usually says Atakainanta and Nusach Ashkenaz Amitzkoyach. Now, in the middle of the Nusach of Atakenante, it says, Lefnim lehechol yikones lehetiv chomish neiros, ulahakter k'toris haboiker, ulahetiv eshtei haneiros hanishori. So you see that the Baal Atakenante held that what comes in between the chomish neiros and the shtei neiros is haktoris haktoris. So that's a stira in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef paskins in Simen Memches, based on the memra of Abaya, like Abba Shaul, and nevertheless he brings down the Nusach of Atakenanta and its mavur that he passes like the Rabbanan. In the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, he wants to be miyash of the stira by saying that there's a difference between every day and Yom Kippur. Since the Stama de Masnisin, the Stam Mishnah, over here, Meseches Yuma, is mashma like the Rabbanan. We paskin on Yom Kippur like the Rabbanan, and that's why we follow the Seder of the Rabbanan in the Nusach of Atakenanta. However, to paskin every day like the Rabbanan, he doesn't want to do either, the Beis Yosef, because there's a Stam Mishnah that's mashma Meseches Tamid, which is talking about Tamid of every day. It's mashma that we paskin like Abba Shaul. So that's the reason why the Nusach of Abaye is like Abba Shaul, because it is focused on the Seder of Avodah of every day. Of course, it needs hesber why exactly we would paskin like Abba Shaul with regards to every day and like the Rabbanan on Yom Kippur. It may be true that the Stam Mishnayos show that, but why would there be such a hachra? It could be that our Tana, although he holds like Abba Shaul in principle, that it's the Dama Tamid which is mafsik between the Hatavas Chomish Neiris and the Hatavas Shtei Neiris, nevertheless on Yom Kippur, since the Ketoiris goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, it has more of a chshivas and therefore should be earlier. Concerning what Abaye says, that the Hatovas Chomish Neiris comes before Dam HaTamid, is Machlokes Rishayin, and what we mean when we say that it's Kodem L'Dam HaTamid. According to the Shitas HaRaivat in Tamid Perek Dalid, the only thing that was after the Hatovas Chomish Neiris was the Zrika, and Dam HaTamid means the Zrika Dam HaTamid. However, the Lashon of Rashi over here in the Ramascha Ledam is L'shchito L'zrika. Rashi also on Daf Yudal and Rabbi says, Sheshchitas HaTomid U'zrikas Domei Hoysa Bein HaTovas Chomish Neiris L'shtei Neiris. This is also the Shita of the Ramban in the Mechames in the first Perek on Daf Aleph in Dape Arif. Now, even though the Ravid has a Diuk from the word Dam HaTamid, so you could ask on Rashi and the Ramban, why would he only say the Lashon of Dam HaTamid when it's even the Shechitas HaTamid that's mafsik between the two HaTavis? You could say very simply that the word Dam HaTamid includes not only the Zrikas HaDam, but even the Kabbalas HaDam. And since the Kabbalas HaDam also had to be after the Hatavas Chomish Neiros, so it was imperative to wait for the Shechita to happen until then, because once the Shechita is done, the Dam comes out and you have to mekabel it immediately. And the reason why they hold that the Shechita comes also after the Hatovas Chomish Neiros and before Hatovas Shtei Neiros, the Ramban explains over there in the Melchames that since the whole Limud, that the Dam HaTamid has to come before Hatovas Shtei Neiros, comes from the fact that it says the word Baboiker in extra time, like the Gemara explains on Amud Beis, that word Baboiker really goes on the whole Tamid, not just on the sprinkling of the Dam, it even goes on the Shechita HaTamid. The Ravid, however, understands that since the whole Tachlis, why we were makdim it with the word Baboiker, is in order that it should be mafsik between the Hatovas Chomish Neiros and the Hatovas Shtei Neiros, because we need it to be mafsik, like the Gemara explains. Therefore, he says that it's not considered a hefsik if it's not a proper avoida, and it's only the Zrika which is considered an avoida, Shechita Lav Avoida, Shechita Sksher Bizar. So there seems to be a fundamental machloikis between the Ravid and the Ramban, whether we're magdir, the Hakdama of the Tamid to the Hatovas Shtei Neiros as a mir din kedima because it says Baboiker, or it's a simen. It's a simen that it's supposed to be the thing that's mafsik between the two. The only thing that's mafsik, says the Ravid, is a real avoida, and this is not a real avoida. So if you look at the Hakdama because it needs to be mafsik between the Hatovas Chomish Neiros and Hatovas Shtei Neiros, then it doesn't make sense to put the Shechita in between them together with the Zrika. Masha'en Kein, if it is not because we needed to have something being mafsik b'nehem, rather because there's a din kedima, the Torah says that this parsha is koidem to the Hatovas Shtei Neiros, then part of the parsha is the Shechitas HaTamid as well. So the machlokes is it a din hefsik or is it a din in the Tamid? If it's a din of the Tamid, the whole Tamid is a package. It's even a din of the Shechita. If it's a din of Hefsik, says the Ravid, in order to create a Hefsik, you only use Avoidus as a Hefsik. And Shechita is Lav Avoidus, so it wouldn't function as a Hefsik. The Gemara brings a Makar that the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketoiris is Koidemes L'Sidr Shnei Gziri Eitzim. And that is because the Pasuk tells us about the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. It says, Uvir Aleha Akoyin Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker Aleha Avaloy Al Chaverta. Uvier aleha is going on aracha rishayna. It says va'eish al mizbeach tukad boy loisichbe. Uvier aleha on it on the maracha rishayna, which is the maracha gedola that they used to burn the evarim of the tamid on. So you're supposed to add eitzim onto that maracha. Since it says aleha, aleha is a miut, and the miut is coming to tell me aleha dafka on the maracha gedola and not al chaverta, not on the maracha shniya shel k'toyres. So from the fact that we need a miut, we see that that mechlal the isal chaverta, that the maracha shniya exists before you start putting on the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and that's why we need a miut to say that it goes on the Maracha Gedoyla and not on the Maracha Shnei Shel K'toyres. So that's how we know that the Maracha Shnei Shel K'toyres precedes the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Now the Chazon Ish in Menachas Siman Lamed Daled Tziv Katan Chaf asks a question. He says, why is it that we need a pasuk to tell me aleha v'loy al chaverta, that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim belong on the Maracha Gedoyla and not on the Maracha Shnei Shel K'toyres? He brings a sugya in Menachas that Peites Mebeis. There the Gemara is discussing a tamid shel shachar that you shechted shaloy l'shmoy, and the Gemara is discussing, since you shechted shaloy l'shmoy, even though it's kosher, as we know, any carbon that is not a chatas, not a carbon pesach, if you shechted shaloy l'shmoy, the first Mishnah in Zvachim says that it's kosher, it's just not alu l'shem choyva. So it's such a tamid, the Gemara discusses over there whether it has the requirement of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. And the Chazon Ish says that you see clearly from that Gemara that the din of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is a halacha in the carbon tamid, not a halacha in the ma'aracha. Because you can clear, when the Torah said you have to put Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, is that a requirement that the ma'aracha needs Shnei Gzirei Eitzim added to it? Or is it a halacha in the carbon tamid that the carbon tamid, before bringing it, needs to have Shnei Gzirei Eitzim underneath it? So from that Gemara, you clearly see, if the Gemara is having a nidoin about a certain type of carbon tamid, does it need the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim or does it not? You see that it's a halacha in the carbon tamid, not a halacha in the maracha. Says the Chazon Ish, if that's the case, then it's self-evident that the maracha shniya shel k'toyres wouldn't need Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, because the halacha is not a halacha in the maracha, it's a halacha in the tamid, and the maracha shniya shel k'toyres is only there for the k'toyres. It's not there to bring karbonis on. If so, why do we need a pasuk aleha v'lo al chaverta, that you have to add Shnei Gzirei Eitzim onto the maracha gedoyla? Of course, that's the maracha that you bring the carbon tamid on. Now, theoretically, we can answer his question by saying simply that the fact that the Gemara assumes for a davar pashit in Menachas that this din is a din in the carbon tamid and not a din in the maracha is only after the gzeras hakasev aleha v'lo al chaverta. Once the Torah is megala that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is only halacha in the maracha gedoyla and not in the maracha shnei shel k'toyres, the Gemara understands from that limud that it's only a din in the carbon tamid. Otherwise, we would have told you to add it to the maracha shnei shel k'toyres as well. But the Chazon Ish holds that that's not muchrach, because even after knowing that it's a din in the maracha gedoyla, it doesn't necessarily tell me that it's a halacha in the carbon tamid, because it could be that la'olam it's a halacha in the maracha. It's just that the Torah chose which maracha you to put it on. You only have a din to put it on the maracha gedoyla, not the maracha shnei shel k'toyres. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, it was a svara to the Gemara. It wasn't a product of this gzeras hakasev. The Gemara obviously went into the sugya and before we even had the limud from the psukim, knowing that it's a din in the carbon tamid. So if the Gemara knew that it was a din in the carbon tamid, then why in the world do we need a pasuk to say aleha v'loy al chaverta? It's an extra pasuk, because aleha v'loy al chaverta makes no sense if it's a din of the carbon tamid and you're not using the maracha shnei shel k'toyres for the carbon tamid. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says that when the Gemara says that there's a gzeras hakasev aleha v'loy al chaverta, that you should add the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim to the maracha gdoyla and not to the maracha shnei shel k'toyres aleha v'loy al chaverta, it's really not coming to tell me the halacha that you're not supposed to add the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim to maracha shnei shel k'toyres. Rather, it's good for coming to tell me the din that the Gemara follows up with by saying Michlal de Isa l'chaverta, meaning that the pasuk itself telling me that you put it on the Maracha Gedoyla and not the Maracha Shnei Shel K'toyres is not necessary. The Torah speaks it out in order that I should learn from there that the Maracha Shnei Shel K'toyres comes before the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. The diach that the Gemara Gufa comes to make and says that Michlal de Isla Chaverta, that you see that prior to putting the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim onto the Maracha Gdoila, the Maracha Shnei Shel K'toyres is existent. It's there already. So the way the Torah delivered that information was by telling me aleha v'leha chaverta, although that message itself is self-evident and didn't have to be told to me by a pasuk, but by telling it to me, I understand that the Torah is hinting to me that the maracha shnei shel k'toyres is there before you even put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. And that's the din that Abaye says, that maracha shnei shel k'toyres kedemes l'shnei gzirei eitzim.
The Gemara explains that the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi happened before HaTovas Chamesh Neiros, and Rava explains that that's because of Reish Lakish's din that Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. When a person comes into the Heichal, the first thing that he reaches is the Mizbech Azov. So the Dishan Mizbech Azov happens before the HaTovas Chamesh Neiros because the menorah is set back further than the Mizbech Azov. Now, Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs asks the following question. There's a Mishnah in Perek Yezel Mekoyman, which we say every day, that says that the Shiyari Hadam, the leftovers of the Dam after you did Hazah, for the Chatois HaPnimiyos, such as the Parvisar Shalim Kippurim, or Parham HaNisrafin, Seirin HaNisrafin, the Shiyari Hadam was spilled on the Yisoid Ma'aravi. In the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, it was possible to be Mekayim the Din of Shvichas Shirayim, spilling over the leftover of the blood, either on the Yisoid Ma'aravi or the Yisoid Droimi. Most of the Karbonis that are mentioned there, the Shvichas Shirayim was done on the Yisoid Droimi. Why is it that the Chatois HaPnimiyos, you have to do a Dafka on the Yisoid Ma'aravi? So the Gemara over there, in Perek Yezel Mekayim, Dafka Nal brings a Pasuk. It says, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla Asher Pesach Oyel Moyet. Now, Tosfos brings down, according to the Girsus Rashi, it certainly is mashma, that this is a special Gzeres HaKosev. Since it says, Asher Pesach Oyel Moed, we have to be referring to the Yisoid that's closest to the Pesach Oyel Moed, which is the side of the Ma'ariv. And Tosfos asks, since we have the klal of Reish Lakish, that Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, why do we need a special pasuk telling me that you should do the Shvich Shirayim on the Yisoid Ma'aravi? Even if I didn't have a pasuk, I would understand it from the klal of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, because the Yisoid Ma'aravi is the first Yisoid that you encounter upon leaving the Heichal. So, because of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, we should have a chiv to do the Shvich Shirayim right there and not be allowed to bring it to the Yisoid Droimi. So, Tosfos answers with an important Yisoid. Tosfos says that the Yisoid of Reish Lakish, that Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, is only said when a person has two mitzvahs to do, such as over here in our Gemara. You have the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, and after the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, you also have the HaTovas HaNeiros. So you have two tasks at hand. The din is that whichever one you encounter first, you're supposed to do that one first, and not the next one, because it makes no sense to pass over one mitzvah and go do a different mitzvah. However, when we know that you only have one mitzvah to do, like in the case of the Shvich HaShirayim, it's only a question, am I going to be Shvich HaShirayim over here on the Yisoid Ma'aravi, or am I going to do it over there in the Yisoid Droimi? Over there we don't see the klal of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and that's why without a special pasuk we wouldn't have known that you have to do it on the Yisoid Ma'aravi, because I would say the mitzvah is going to be Mekuyim. And it's not like I'm doing a different mitzvah before this mitzvah. And Tosfos adds, since it's not exactly like the case of Reish Lakish, we can argue that there is an adifus with being Shevach Shirayim on the Yisoid Deroimi. Because after all, the Yisoid Deroimi, says Tosfos, is considered Tadir, because it's more common to be using the Yisoid Deroimi. So since we have the concept of bypassing the Yisoid Ma'aravi, which is not as bad as a regular Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, since you're not choosing one mitzvah over another, and that concept is coming in conflict with another principle called Tadir V'She'enu Tadir, Tadir Koidim. So we have no source that you should sacrifice the Maila of Tadir V'She'enu Tadir, Tadir Koidim, in order not to bypass the Yisoid Ma'aravi. Since over here, bypassing the Yisoid Ma'aravi is not as bad as a regular Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. So ordinarily speaking, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is something that wins against Tadir V'She'enu Tadir, Tadir Koidim. But this weaker form of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, the reason why it's weaker is because, like we said, you're not choosing one mitzvah over another mitzvah. Rather, you're just determining that you should bypass this particular opportunity to be mekayim the same mitzvah and be mekayim it elsewhere, like in the case of putting it on Yisoid Drami. Over there we say that Tadir wins against that level of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Tosfos in Menachos adds to Tosfos' teretz. Tosfos says over there that Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is a klal that tells me to be mekayim the mitzvah at the earliest possible moment. But that doesn't mean that if a person did bypass that first opportunity, then he's not yotze the mitzvah at the second opportunity. Masha'en kein the pasuk telling me that the Shvich HaShirayim should be done dafka on the Yisoid Ma'aravi is being kaiveya a makam for the Shvich HaShirayim of the Chatois HaPnimiyos. Which means that if you would go now and do the Shvich HaShirayim on the Yisoid Droimi, you wouldn't be yotze at all.
So it comes out that we have two separate mahalchim. According to the Tosfos in our sugya, the reason why you need a pasuk to tell me that you do shvichas yirayim on the yisoid maravi, and it's not enough to learn it out from the klav eim avir and ala mitzvahs, is because this eim avir and ala mitzvahs is different than a regular eim avir and ala mitzvahs. Usually eim avir and ala mitzvahs is a choice between two separate mitzvahs, which you should be mekayim first, and over here you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah no matter what, and it's just a question of which place you'll be mekayim it in. And as we said, Tosfos even adds that there is a level of eim avir and ala mitzvahs, it's just that it's a lower level, and it's a level that does not win out against the klal of tadir v'she'ena tadir tadir koidim. That's Tosfos over here. Tosfos over there in Menachos assumes that this eim avir and ala mitzvahs is just like any other eim avir and ala mitzvahs. It's just that in order to tell me that it's ma'akeh b'di'evid and that it's no good if you do it on the Yisoid Deraimi, you need a Pasuk. If you would just have the Klal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, then you would say that it's true that you're not allowed to be Mavirin, but if you do it, then it's okay to put it on the Yisoid Deraimi. You don't have a Kvias Makim on Yisoid Maravi. There's an interesting discussion that's based on our Tosfos in the Poskim in Orach Chaim Siman Tofresh Pei Dalet. Over there, Orach Chaim Tofresh Pei Dalet Siv Gimel, it says, the Ramah brings down that if a person made a mistake on Chanukah, the halacha is that you're Mechuyiv when it's Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh to lane the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh first, because Tadir she'ene Tadir Tadir Koidim. It's more common to have a Rosh Chodesh. There are 12 Rosh Chodeshim throughout the course of the year. Chanukah only happens 8 times throughout the year, and therefore Tadir she'ene Tadir Tadir Koidim. What happens if a person made a mistake and he started laning the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah before the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh? Says the Ramah, he has to be mafsik and lane the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. The Taz argues on this din. Now there is a Karbon Sanel in Megillah, in the fourth perek, Simon Yud, Ois Gimel, and he says that the reason of the Ramah, who says that you are supposed to be mafsik, is because Tadir, v'she'ene Tadir, Tadir Koidim, the rule that you're supposed to lane Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah wins out against the rule of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Even though right now he started laning the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah, so we should apply the principle of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, but the principle of Tadir, v'she'ene Tadir, Tadir Koidim overrides the klal of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. However, the Karbon Sanel over there argues under Ramah, and he says it's not true. I'll bring you a raya, says the Karbon Sanel, that the klal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs is doiche the klal of Tadir v'she'enu Tadir Tadir Koidim. And he brings a raya from our Tosfos, because our Tosfos asks the kasha that we should apply the principle of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, and we shouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you do the shvicha shirayim of the chatois ha-pnimiyos on the Yisoid Maravi. Why do you need a pasuk? You have Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. The question is, what do you mean? I know it's Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, but Tadir v'she'enu Tadir Tadir Koidim. As we mentioned earlier, it's much more common to do Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisoid Roimi. And you even see, according to Tosfos' final teretz over here, that we do say Tadir V'she'ene Tadir Tadir Koidim when we are dealing with the lower level of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, such as in the case of Shvicha Shirayim, where you're not choosing between two separate mitzvahs. You have one mitzvah, you know you're going to be Mekayim. The question is whether you should be Shoifech on the Yisoid Roimi or Yisoid Maravi. So we say that there is a lower level of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs telling you not to bypass the Yisoid Maravi. Nevertheless, Tadir V'she'ene Tadir Tadir Koidim wins out because, says Tosfos, it's a lower level of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Mashma, if you would have the real Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, which is the case where you're choosing between two separate mitzvahs, then we would not say Tadir V'she'ena Tadir Tadir Koidim. However, this Hoysofa that Tosfos adds at the end, that the reason why, without a pasuk, you would have said to do the Shvicha Shirayim on Yisoid Deraimi is because Yisoid Deraimi is considered Tadir, is really a Tzarech Iyan Gadol. As Rav Shach asks in the Avi Ezri, in Madurat Lisa'a, Hilchas Tfila, he says, how can you call Yisoid Deraimi Tadir? It's true that all other Karbonis, you do the Shvicha Shirayim on Yisoid Deraimi, but you know what the Makar for that is? The Gemara over there in Zvachim learns out all other Karbonis, you do it on Yisoid Deraimi from the fact that you do the Shvicha Shirayim by the Chatois HaPnimiyos on the Yisoid Maravi. Because the Gemara says, just like Chatois HaPnimiyos, you do it besamach loy, you do it exactly near where you're coming out, since when you're coming out of the Heichel, you do it on the Yisoid Maravi, which is the first Yisoid that you meet. So we learn out from there to all other Karbonis that when the Kohen is walking down from the Kevish of the Mizbeach, that he should do it besamach loy, which is the Yisoid Raimi. So how can you call Yisoid Raimi Tadir when we're still in the stage of trying to determine, without a pasuk, what you should do by the Chatois HaPnimiyos? Yisoides. You can't say that that's called Tadir because all the Karbonis you pour on the Yisoid Raimi, we don't know that yet. We only know that after the fact, after we learn out that the Chatois HaPnimius are done on the Yisoid Maravi. And it could be that it's for this reason that Tosfos and Menachos argues in our Tosfos. Tosfos and Menachos may be held that since there is no Maila of Tadir, like we just explained, there's no reason for us to need a Pasuk to tell me to do the Shvich Shiraim at the Yisoid Maravi, because at least you have the lower level of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Because even our Tosfos agrees that there's a lower level of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs when you have one mitzvah that you can be Mekayim either here or elsewhere. It's just that Tosfos holds that that lower level of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs does not win out against Tadir V'she'en Tadir, and that's why you need a Pasuk. But if you disagree with the notion that there's a concept over here of Tadir V'she'en Tadir, and you accept the fact that there is Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, albeit a lower level of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, then you're still left wondering, why do you need a Pasuk to tell me to do the Shvich Shiraim and Yisoid Maravi? Says Tosfos and Menachos, because we need to be Kaveh HaMakim, because if it were only for the Klal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, then you would say that it still would work if you did it on the Yisoid Raimi. Therefore, Tosfos tells you that there's a Pasuk telling me that it has to be done on the Yisoid Maravi, and it will not work if you do it on the Yisoid Raimi. So if that's the reason why Tosfos and Menachos argues in our Tosfos, then it could be that the Ramah held like that Tosfos, and that's why the Ramah says that there is no indication that if Tadir v'she'en Tadir, Tadir Koidim, would meet Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, that you wouldn't go with Tadir v'she'en Tadir, Tadir Koidim, and that's why the Ramah paskins that you're supposed to go with the Tadir, and you stop laning the Parsha of Chanukah, and you move over to the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, which is Tadir. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shmami Nomid Rish Lakish, Avurei Dara Ate Tefta Aser. From Rish Lakish's Klal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, you see that Avurei Dara, passing the Shel Yad Ate Tefta, for the purpose of the Shel Roish, is Aser. Rashi explains, according to the way Tosfos understands, that you're not supposed to put the Shel Roish on before the Shel Yad, and that's because of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Rashi explains, because you are Pegeya Bizroya Tchila. The first thing that a person encounters before getting to his head is his Zroya, his Yad. Tosfos asks on Rashi, in Debar Maschel Avurei Dara Tetefta, how can Rashi say that the Gemara is learning out from the Kalal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, the din, that you're supposed to put the Shel Yad on before the Shel Roish? It's a Ferish Gemara in Menachos that learns it out from the order of the Psukim. It says in the Pasuk, Ukshartam lo'ois al yadecha, v'hader v'hoyu lo'tay tafes b'nei necha. First you put on the Shel Yad, and then afterwards you put on the Shel Roish. So you don't learn it out from the din of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So therefore, Tosfos says, Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam b'shem Rav Hai Goin, that the Gemara is talking about when you remove the tefillin, when you take out tefillin and you put them in their tik, shloyavir oisin shloyad v'yitne b'tik tchilu. You shouldn't first put the shloyad into the tik and then the shloyad on top of them, because then when he wants to put his tefillin on again, he'll first find the shloyad before the shloyad, and he'll have to be maver ala mitzvahs because of the shloyad. Because he knows he has to put the Shel Yad on before the Shel Rosh. So he's going to have to pass by the Shel Rosh in order to get to the Shel Yad, and that's Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Now, in order to be Miyashiv Rashi from Tosfos Kasha, that the din of putting on the Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh is learned out from a Pasuk in the Gemara Menachos, and not from the Klal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, the Turi Evan in Megillah, that Vav Mebei says very simply that Rish Lakish didn't really get Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs from a Svara. Rish Lakish took it out of the Pasuk over there in Menachos. So first we have a Pasuk that tells us put on the Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh. From the fact that the Torah was makbid that the Shel Yad be put on before the Shel Rosh, we build the Klal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, and that's what the Gemara means over here. Alternatively, you could say, and this is somewhat mashman, the Tosfos writ over here, that if we would only have had the Pasuk, we never would have said that there's a Kpeda Dafka put on the Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh. What caused us to darshan from the Pasuk that you have to put on the Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh is because the Svara says that there's a concept of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, therefore we chose to darshan the pasuk that there is a kpeda to put on the Shel Yad first and then the Shel Rosh afterwards. Because just the fact that the Torah said ukshartam lo'is al yadecha before v'hoyu l'tetov is b'nei necha would not have been enough of a ground to be makbid on the Seder. The Klal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs tells us how to darshan the pasuk. In the Shalos Tshuvas Michtam LeDavid, Chelik Yeredei Asimim Mem Zayin, he gives a different yishuv for the Shitas Rashi. He says, Rashi, of course, knows that the Gemara Menachas darshins that when you have the Shalyat and the Shalroish, both of them in front of you, that the first thing you put on is the Shalyat, and then afterwards the Shalroish, because it says in the Pasuk Kshartam before V'hoyel Tetafis. However, what would be in a case where a person has the ability to put on only one of the two? Right now, he can only put on either the Shalyat or the Shalroish. So the Pasuk doesn't tell me what to do. The Pasuk only says that there's a Kedima. If you're putting on both of them, you put the Shalyat first. Comes the Kalal of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, Rav is Mechadish over here, based on Rish Lakish's din, that you should still put on the Shalyat instead of the Shalroish, since you're Pegeya Tchila in the Zroya. However, all the pshatim that we gave are all based on the hanacha that we have the proper reading of the Rashi. And this is the way Tosfos brings down Rashi. Tosfos understands that Rashi learned in the Gemara here that we're telling you what you should do first. As Tosfos says, Pirush Rashi, lahaniach tefillin b'roish koidim shaniach tefillin shel yad aser. That it's aser to place the tefillin shel roish before putting on the tefillin shel yad. However, the truth of the matter is that you've looked at the lashon that we have in Rashi. Rashi says it slightly differently. Rashi's lashon is aburei dara ate tefta laacher tefillin shebizraya b'shvil tefillin shel roish aser. To postpone, to be ma'acher the tefillin shebizraya because of the tefillin shel roish is aser dehab izraya pagatchila. So the way that most Rishonim understood what Rashi meant to say is that you shouldn't be putting on the Shel Roish first, and in that way you're being ma'acher putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad. But it is bothersome then that Rashi would use a lashon of la'acher tefillin shebizroya b'shvil tefillin shel roish is aser. He should say it more like lashon Tosfos brings down la'niach tefillin b'roish kodem she'niach tefillin shel yad. So I believe based on this diak we could explain Rashi in a new way, and that would answer Tosfos's kasha as well. Tosfos asked that the Gemara Menachos learns out from a pasuk that you're supposed to put on tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel roish. The Teretz is Rashi is aware of that. The makar that you're supposed to put on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel roish is because it says ukshartam before v'hayu. Rashi is describing a different scenario. Let's say a person has a tefillin shel yad, and that's all he has, only a tefillin shel yad. So of course he's supposed to put on the tefillin shel yad because there's a special kiyum of ukshartam lo'esal yadecha independent of the din of v'hayu l'taytafes ben einecha. Now aside from the kiyum that one has by putting on the shel yad, and with this is mekayim ukshartam lo'esal yadecha, there's also another kiyum in the shel yad that involves the Shel Roish together with the Shel Yad. That's because it says V'hoyu l'teitofes b'nei necha, and the Gemara Menachas darshins V'hoyu kolz man she'b'nei necha yu shnayim, meaning that a person is supposed to make sure that the Shel Yad is already on him before putting on the Shel Roish. That is because the word V'hoyu is Lashon Rabbim, so he's supposed to put on both the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Roish as one set. So there are really two kiyumim in the Shel Yad. Number one is Mekayim, the special isolated din of the Shel Yad, Ukshartam Lo'esal Yadecha. Number two, he's Mekayim, the fact that the Shel Yad functions as part of the set of V'hoyu L'teitofes b'nei necha, kol zman she'b'nei necha yu shnayim. Not only that, we know that a person's not supposed to talk between putting on the Shel Yad and the Shel Roish. And if he does talk, then he has to make an additional bracha on the Shel Roish. Because if he doesn't talk, and the Shittas Rashi Menachas Daf Chav Tes is that if he doesn't talk, he only makes one bracha. He makes laniach tefillin on the Shel Yad, and that goes also on the Shel Yad and the Shel Roish. But if he spoke in between the Shel Yad and the Shel Roish, then he has to make a new bracha when putting on the Shel Roish. Being that this is the case, a person would be motivated, if he only has the Shel Yad, but he knows that he's going to obtain a Shel Roish later, to wait until he gets the Shel Roish so that he could put on both of them together at the same time. And Rashi says that the din is that you're not supposed to be ma'acher putting on the tefillin Shel Yad because of the Shel Roish. So Rashi is not talking about somebody who wants to put on the Shel Roish prior to putting on the Shel Yad. Rashi is talking about somebody who has a Shel Yad and he wants to put off putting on the Shel Yad in order that when he puts on the Shel Yad and the Shel Roish are one set. And of course, if he does that, he won't have to make two separate brachas. And the reason, says Rashi, that he's not supposed to do this is because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Once he has the Shel Yad, he's holding in the mitzvah of the Shel Yad, and this is what Rashi means when he says, Da Bizroya Pagatchila. He doesn't mean that a person encounters his arm before encountering his head. What he means is, like it's mashma from Rashi and Menachis, that he's pegeh in the mitzvah shel yad tchila. Since he has the shel yad now, he has already encountered one mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of the shel yad by itself, regarding which he has a din of Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs. We tell you, don't let go of that special isolated din of the shel yad, even though theoretically you could wait around and then be mekayim the mitzvah of the shel yad fully. Both the shel yad's own mitzvah and the shel yad's din to be part of the set of the shel yad and the shel roish. We don't want you to do that because Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs. Right now you're pegeh in the yad. You have the shel yad by itself. Be mekayim the mitzvah of shel yad. Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs. And if you take a look at Tosfos in Menachos Daf Lamavav Medalef Dibur Maslu Kshartam, the way they bring down the Lashon of Rashi in our sugya is that Avurei Dara Teitefta Aser Kishabegeh Betfilin Shel Yad Tchila Aser Lahavir Ulaniach Shel Roish. So Rashi, according to that Nusach in the Tosfos Menachos, does not say that we're talking about since you're Pegeh the Zroya first. Rather, like we said, that you're Pegeh the Tfilin Shel Yad first. And the way we're learning is that he's Pegeh the mitzvah of the Tfilin Shel Yad by itself before he actually encounters the Shel Roish together. The third pshat in our Gemara is the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, which is also brought down by Tosfos over here and in Menachos, that when we talk about the Avurei Dara Teitefta, we're referring to being Memashmesh. Since there's a chiyuv that a person is supposed to be Memashmesh b'tfilin b'chol shah, it's a kalvachem from the tzitz, because the person has to be aware that he's wearing the tefillin, so he's supposed to feel the tefillin, he's supposed to touch them. You're supposed to touch the shal yad before the shal roish, since the person is pegeya in the zroya before the roish, so it's closer to him. So there's a din Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs that in order to be memashmesh, you're supposed to do the shel yad before. Here you see, according to Rabbeinu Elyo, that the din of Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs does not necessarily have to do with the kiyum of a mitzvah. Being memashmesh is an inyan, but it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of the shel yad. Nevertheless, there's Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs. You don't bypass a mitzvah even if you're doing something like mishmush.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.